Welcome, everyone, to World Culture, where you'll take a trip from the comfort of your own home. We will be diving into different countries around the world and having a closer look on their culture. We will go more in depth in what type of music they hear, typical foods, traditions, and touristic places. I am your host, Belen Hernandez. Today, in our trip around the world, our stop is the Philippines. I have with me today Sheree Bravo, who is familiar with the Philippine culture. So, welcome, Sheree.
Hi.
So, you were saying that you were not born in the Philippines, but both your parents were immigrants, correct?
Yes, yeah.
And why did they decide to come? They just wanted...
Most of the reasons why, for them at least, was to be with their families here.
Oh, okay.
My mom has five other siblings, and four of them live here.
Oh.
So it was a matter of just, like, being closer to family. But also, I mean, the dream is to, like, live the American life, you know? Like, to have a better life here in terms of safety, in terms of job opportunity, things like that. So those were big reasons for them.
What city were they born in, or have you visited?
I have visited both of the places that they were born in. I actually have a map here.
Oh,
I could show you really quick. So... both of my parents were born on the main island of Luzon.
Luzon.
So my dad is from Pangasinan, which is like half, like in the middle of the island. And then my mom was born in Isabela, which is a bit north. It's really small, so I can't really find it on this map. But it's very tiny. It's a very tiny province.
And you visited before, like you mentioned, right?
Yes.
And now they're really, really beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah,
I have to say, like, the countryside in the Philippines is absolutely breathtaking. And, I mean, it's mostly coastal.
Yeah.
So there are many beaches that I went to where it was just white sand, totally nobody there. Like, I have a conch shell, actually, from my last trip where it's about, like, almost a foot big, something like that.
Yeah.
So
really?
Great stuff over there. Awesome.
And then kind of going into that, do you speak your native language?
A little bit. Kotilang. For my Tagalog speakers out there. I'm really bad at it, though.
No.
But I can understand it.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least, you know, you understand it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that it's essential to know?
To keep the culture going? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And to just be familiar with your roots. I think language is a huge part of that.
Yeah. Do you feel like you want to, once you get either better at it or if you keep learning it, do you feel like you're going to pass that down to future generations?
I mean, I would hope to be better at it. My mom still laughs at my accent. It's so bad. But, I mean, even if I don't get it down myself, I hope to have my kids.
To
hopefully, if I have any, to actually learn that as well.
And does a Filipino culture... practice a religion?
In terms of, like, the national religion in the country? The national religion right now, I believe, is still Catholicism.
Oh, okay.
But there is a large Muslim population.
Really?
Which is actually located in, like, the other island of Mindanao, which is, like, it's mostly Muslim.
That's different. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it just because they have some Muslim roots there?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, there are Muslim roots there. I'm not really quite familiar with all of that, but it's just what I've heard from family.
And I see that you brought food today.
I did.
So that kind of goes into my question. Does the Filipino culture have any, like, eating rituals or habits?
I mean, I guess one big one is something that Americans usually don't do is eating with our hands.
Oh, really?
For a long time, before Spanish colonization, everything, like, we all ate with our hands, right?
Yeah.
So it's something that still carries on in Filipino culture. There's actually, like, I don't know what the name of it is anymore, but it's a meal where you use banana leaves and you spread it all out, and flat, and then you put your food on it. And this is like one of those large family meals, like everybody digs in, you'll all just grab something.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to eat.
No.
I'm already breaking the studio. You have like rice on there, fish, vegetables, and everyone just grabs like a little bit of what they want, and you just eat off of that, you know?
Really?
It's like sharing the meal together. Yeah. It's definitely like a bonding experience with your family.
So is it kind of weird when you're here in the American culture to see everybody dig in with forks and knives, and or is it just like, okay, that's their culture? Or
I could say that after having a trip there, it is a little bit bizarre to like go back to eating everything with forks and spoons and knives.
Yeah.
Because at some point, like, if you spend enough time there, you get used to, like, eating with your hands.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that they eat with their hands? Is it, like, more out of respect, or...?
I think it's, you know, it has a large part to do with poverty there, but equal large part to do with just culture. Like, people just want to keep that going.
Yeah.
And it's just easier.
That's true. Because I have, like, a household and I can never find a fork or a spoon.
Right? And for me, I always feel like I drop my fork, like, without fail. Whenever I have a meal now, I always drop a fork. So I always either, like...
It's meant to be this.
Yeah, you know, I just have to eat this with my hands.
Yeah.
Or have two forks. Something's got to give.
So, kind of going, like, a different route, what is the most celebrated holiday in the Filipino culture?
Ooh. I would have to say Christmas.
Christmas.
Which is, yeah. It, for the Philippines, it starts in September.
Really?
Yeah. Because we don't celebrate Thanksgiving there.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, Halloween is a big thing too, but people legit start decorating around September. Like, I don't get it, but hey, you know, if you want to celebrate, you know, that's kind of just their thing. It's what I've experienced when I've been there during the holidays. But yeah, there's like tons of fireworks, always a lot of food, going to mass if you're Catholic, lots of just family time.
So is there kind of like a specific like theme throughout the month, or is it just one entire theme where they...
With my family, I didn't experience, like, different stuff. It was just, like, Christmas for, like, 4 months.
And then is it more like all of you decorate the whole house and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. It's a communal thing.
Really?
We all enjoy it together. I think that, you know, it's kind of just a universal thing. Like, if there's a holiday and you're with your family,
you
kind of all just kind of participate together.
Yeah. And you were there, you said, when they did it?
Yes.
During September?
Yes. many years ago. I was probably like 10 or 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you still remember a little bit of it.
Yeah. I remember the fireworks for sure.
Yeah.
Like hours of it. It's
and
amazing.
Coming back to, or kind of like from your memory a little bit, was it weird like transitioning and like having it in September to coming back and it's like, oh, Thanksgiving and then Christmas?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because... there's so many holidays here that are just skipped over.
Yeah.
Or they're like, we don't care about that. It's just Christmas, Halloween, done, you know?
And what do they do for Halloween?
I mean, it's nothing like which you see here or like Dia de los Muertos kind of thing. It's very low-key. It's not as celebrated
as
Christmas.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do they dress up?
Yeah, some people do.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's... another reason for a lot of adults to drink. So that's mostly holiday, right?
And how would you say physical contact is viewed in the Filipino culture?
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. It's a good question. It depends. There's on different levels of the culture, physical contact is prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
Between men and women, men and men, women and women, but also violence. I mean, how do I explain it? I'll do another example.
Yeah.
For the buses in the Philippines, there's no real, like, metro link that they have there. They have what we call jeepneys, and that's privately owned, build-it-yourself, no seat belts. No room, no privacy kind of bus. And they are all decorated, brightly colored.
Yeah.
People literally will hang on, like, on the outside of the bus. It's, like, and you're squished. Like, so in terms of physical contact, you have no personal space there.
So, but that's not viewed in a negative way, right?
No, it's just natural.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I hear... there's actually a term that we use for piling your whole family into a van called My Pinoy Van.
My Pinoy.
Yeah, so MPV is what we call it. If you've got, like, you know, more than the legal amount of people in your car. I haven't done that in a while, so anyone listening, you get really squished. So that's really? The, yeah.
And then having, like, the buses here, if you touch somebody, kind of just like, graze them, they look at you.
Yeah, definitely here there's a personal bubble kind of like, culture that we have. Like, don't get into my personal...
3 feet away from arm's length.
Definitely. Whereas there, it's like, you're literally just like, squished. Hi. Yeah. You're breathing the same air.
And are there any gender roles in the Filipino culture?
Yes. Yeah. That's a hardcore yes right there. And it's actually quite traditional.
Yeah.
In a way, in terms of, like, the women are supposed to be very submissive to their husbands. Oh. And unfortunately, there is a lot of domestic violence that is an issue in the Philippines. I mean, you can't really... you know, talk to a Filipino without, like, hearing that, oh, their parents never really got along, or, you know, dad beat up mom, or, you know, the relationship still isn't good.
Yeah. And do you feel like that's changed over time, or it kind of stays the same?
I mean, in some areas, like, especially in the cities, it's gotten a little bit better, but it's, I don't know what it is. It's still that very strong view of what women are supposed to be and what men are supposed to be.
And those traditions kind of get passed down?
Definitely. Yeah. And, I mean, it's not, it's just through example, you know, like, just from seeing it. I'm going to get a little personal here. So my dad is an example of this.
Yeah.
And he's gotten a lot better over the years, but he learned it from his dad, and his dad learned it from his dad. So it's just from, like, you know, children will kind of adopt the certain traits of their parents that they've seen them do throughout their lives. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's something that does need to get addressed.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like once one generation stops it, the new generation kind of learns from it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that acknowledgement, that discernment, and then the choice to never again, you know, let that happen.
Exactly. So, kind of going into respect or disrespect, what is seen or what is considered, I would say, disrespectful in the Filipino culture?
Talking back against your elders.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I mean, that's... kind of like everywhere almost.
Yeah.
Also, there's a, I wouldn't say a ritual, but like a greeting that younger people will do when they meet an older person or older relative. And it's like they'll take their hand, the older person's hand, and they'll like bring it to their forehead in a form of bless, like asking for a blessing from the older person because they've lived longer, they've been through much more, they're asking for a blessing of like whatever. You know, when you do that. So there's that. And then, like, if the older person wants, they can put their hand on top of that younger person's head.
Oh, really?
In terms of, like, as a response. You don't have to.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, common, but sometimes.
I actually feel like that's really beautiful just because you take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's a form of acknowledgement of, like, I respect you and, like...
which isn't really seen... as much.
Right. And here it would be viewed very strangely.
Yeah,
like you just randomly take someone's hand. You're older than me. Let me, like, ask for a blessing.
But that would be, like, a random person, or would it be within the family?
Usually within the family. Okay. Unless, you know, I mean, even if it's, like, a close friend that you know, and, like, you both are from that same culture, like, totally.
But if a little kid would do that with somebody that isn't a family member, would that be looked down, like, weird?
No.
That would just be kind of like,
Be like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Like, they probably don't understand, but it's really sweet.
And then kind of going on that a little bit, what is seen as most respectful?
Really staying quiet and listening to your elders. The blessing again.
Yeah.
Like washing the dishes after dinner, that's seen as something like respectful. Like, oh, you know how to take care of family, you know how to be there for family and support family. That's something that's very like positive when you do that.
What would you say is one of the commonly like held misconceptions of people in the Philippines?
Oh, there's many.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of people underestimate Filipinos from my personal experience and what I've heard from friends and family.
Yeah.
Is just like people are constantly surprised, like, oh my gosh, you guys are really good at nursing, which is a stereotype. You guys really take care of your family, you know, you guys will do anything for each other.
Yeah.
You guys work so hard. Wow. Because in the Philippines, I don't, you know, there's a stereotype of like people see each other as being lazy or not willing to help one another out, or of being drunks, of being just not just wanting to be there for each other.
Yeah,
just back to that. So for me, it's like always interesting to see people like, oh, you guys are talented, you guys are hardworking.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish more people knew that.
Yeah. And what is your definition of culture?
Culture is, I mean, it means so many things to so many people. For me, I guess it means something that's been handed down to me,
mm-hmm.
like almost like an heirloom, but it's part of my identity. So it's like an identity heirloom? I don't know. That's a weird term.
But it makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's like, it's part of family history.
Yeah.
So I think, like, your familial history is what's part of your culture.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you were not born in the Philippines, you were born here, correct?
Yeah.
So, but you still have that background, you still have, like, that tradition and that culture implemented into you. Do you feel like you identify yourself being more American than Filipino, or, like, evenly, or...
I would say about evenly. I mean, in more cases than some, like,
yeah.
I'll see myself as American because that's just where I am.
Yeah.
But, like, food, sometimes music, stuff like that. Yeah, definitely Filipino.
And then, so what would be the essential places to visit?
Ooh, visit the countryside.
Countryside.
More than anything. In the city, I mean, the smog is really intense.
Really?
Yeah, like, and also people don't follow the street lines.
Yeah.
They're just more like suggestions. So, and it's a bit dirtier there because, like, the sanitation isn't as good.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll find sometimes dead bodies laying on the sidewalk.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy. The poverty is very intense in the
yeah.
city, but once you get to the countryside, you know, people are able to find food a little
mm-hmm.
bit easier or grow it themselves.
Yeah.
And also you get to see, like, more of the the original culture.
Yeah.
In the countryside, especially in the mountains, you can still find tribes that have, like, no connection to the outside world.
Really?
Yeah, except for, like, medicine, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely say, like, Cebu.
Yeah.
It's one of the most gorgeous places ever.
Cebu.
I know. Yeah. I think it's in Luzon as well.
Okay.
There's also an island that actually became popular not too long ago. Oh, man. It starts with a P. I can't remember it off the top of my head. If I find it on the map, I'll
okay.
let you know. But that one's also really pretty. It's got, like, a cove that's... is a mix of it's fresh water, so
yeah.
but it's like its own tiny island, so it's like fresh water in the middle of all this salt water, and like there's this like cave you swim underneath to get
mm-hmm.
to it, so you kind of like feel the mix of the salt and fresh water. It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's also just gorgeous. So pretty. Any resort too, like you'll get white beaches, you'll get great service because everything is so cheap.
I've never seen white beaches.
Girl, it's nice.
I want to go
there. Really nice.
That's going to be my bucket list.
Yeah, and it's so cheap. Like, you could, yeah, absolutely. Like, 50 pesos to the dollar.
Really?
Kid you not. Yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts.
And would, usually when you visit over there, for somebody that doesn't have family members, what do they, like, do they, is there hotels or
Oh, yeah,
things
definitely
like that?
Hotels, resorts. Pick an island that isn't, like, doesn't have, like, a huge city there.
Oh, okay.
because you'll really get, like, the island feel of it. And, yeah, you'll get treated really well.
Yeah. So then we'll go back to food.
Yes.
I see that you bring us something. You want to explain a little bit of what each of these are?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one I'm going to show you is called pandesal. And this is actually considered the national bread of the Philippines.
Really?
By some, yeah. So it's very buttery bread. It's a savory bread. But it's an interesting bread because Filipinos will eat this with ice cream when it's freshly baked.
Bread with ice cream.
Yeah, so this was warm this morning. But here, you can, like, have a piece.
Okay.
Go ahead and tear up a piece right there. I'm going to have some, too.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. So we'll eat anything with this.
I would eat a bit.
Yeah, there's, like, I don't know if in your culture you guys have adobo.
Adobo.
It's Spanish, but I don't know if it's, like, something that your family's ever made before. It's something that Filipinos, it's, like, a staple Filipino dish that you'll find, like, almost in any Filipino restaurant. It's either chicken or pork or chicken and pork. And it's vinegar soy sauce based with garlic, onions. You could even eat that with this pandesal.
Really?
Yeah, like, this is almost equivalent. It's really close to rice in the Philippines, but it's not quite there. Rice is just king in the Philippines. Yeah.
Wow, I'm adobo. I've never heard of that. I'm going to probably look into that and see if I'm okay.
It's so good. So simple to make.
Yeah.
And depending on your taste, if you want it more sour or more salty, it's all up to you.
And what is the other dish?
So how do I explain this one? First of all, it's purple, as you can see. So that's the reason for that is because it's made from ube, which is a purple yam in the Philippines. So it's like a sweet sweet yam. So you can try a little bit of
let's see
this. Yeah. I totally
You'd probably be scared of seeing something purple.
Oh yeah. And this
and
is
not want to
is
try
this is also the same color as the ice cream that we would normally put in this pandesal. Yeah. Like ube flavored anything, Filipinos are down. Double down on that.
Ube. So
yeah.
Where would we find ube?
It goes by another name, taro. Oh, okay. So if you like get taro boba, it's purple. So it's made from the
Sorry.
It's okay. Totally cool.
That tastes amazing.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'm gonna have those. I want to know where we can buy that here.
Oh, you can get this stuff on Winnek and Satakoy at Kalesa Grill. This is not a sponsored ad. Great stuff there.
Now I'm about to go over there. So is there anything you would like to add that we have not yet talked about of the Filipino culture?
Just that, you know, keep an eye out for those Filipino, like, artists out there. You'd be surprised how many people are Filipino.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a friend the other day about how Rob Schneider is, like, a quarter or half Filipino. I was like, what? He doesn't even look Filipino. But okay, I'll take it. Or the past Miss Universe, Pia Wurzbach.
Oh.
She's, like, half Filipino, half German. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not just in hospitals.
Oh, okay. That's something to keep in mind.
Although we're really good at it.
Yeah.
We're good at that, too. And
exactly.
We're good at karaoke. That's another thing.
That's true. Well, awesome. Our trip has come to an end. Thank you so much for joining us today. And you're listening to World Culture on KPCRadio.com. And I'm your host, Belen Hernandez.